Yo, you couldn't do that.
We are in Philadelphia. We're talking with the late guy who we're going to feature on my podcast, Watch Your Story Part 9. And he's a Trinity artist and he's bad. He's bad. We're in Philadelphia at the park in Germantown. And this is the Nearly Around podcast, Watch Your Story Part 9. This is the trailer coming up. What's up, guy? What they call you, bro?
They call me Shao.
Shao, I heard your music. You have a bad music. Yeah, man. What's your inspiration?
Inspiration is a user, the deep word. I use that word.
Yeah.
Inspiration means in spirit.
Yeah.
In tune with God's spirit. So you have to say God is always the inspiration.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because, you know, the thing about music, especially music now, today, like people are saying that, you know, music on a whole is negative. No, people are negative. That's negative music.
Yeah.
Now, God created man to be whoever he is.
Uh-huh.
You know, music comes from man.
Yeah.
When you read the scripture to tell you that, fresh in the book of Revelation, they tell you that the angels had harps.
Yes,
holy,
yes.
Holy.
Uh-huh.
So music was taught to man by
And you're from Trinidad?
Yeah, I'm from Trinidad.
And what kind of music you sing?
Well, I'm a dancehall artist.
Yeah. Dancehall. Oh wait, they have dancehall artists from Trinidad.
Well, not talking about a range of music at that time. Now Trinidad has its own form of dance, which is called Trinibad.
What is it called?
Trinibad.
Trinibad?
Yeah, which is taking the Caribbean by storm. I don't sound like a Trinibad.
When I hear you, I thought you were Jamaican at first.
Right. That comes from the era I come up in.
Okay, and what's that era?
Well, you're talking about the early 90s. This is a dancehall.
Yeah, that is true.
If you wanted to be an artist, you had to sound like the authentic, real thing. So when we got in the studio, they was like, yo, you can't sound Trini. You sound like Yard.
Drill,
sound right. Like this, talk like this, sound like this.
Yeah.
But we had a passion for the music anyway, so we wanted to keep it up.
And you said when you come, you got started in New York.
Yes, New York City, yeah.
And you said Philly Smart. How you got, you could get linked up with Philly Smart?
Yeah, I don't know if you know.
Philip.
Philip Smart.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know an artist named Shelly Thunder.
Yeah, yes. I've met Shelly Thunder before, actually.
Shelly Thunder is like my big sister.
Okay.
Me and her are like this.
Okay.
So when I met Shelly when I was a young lad.
Yeah.
She saw I had a passion.
Yeah.
I ended up looking at Philly Smart and I came and told her about this. Say, I know them for a long time.
Yeah.
So then she took me back to the studio because it wasn't taking me serious as a Trinity.
Yes.
The Trinity artist back in them times. You know that. Well, one time, when you had one time, a producer.
Yeah.
His name is Mikey.
Mm-hmm. Mikey Dredd? I'm just kidding. No. But Mikey, yeah? That's a popular name.
So, producer named Mikey, you tell me, say, yo. I can't be 100%.
Yeah.
I gotta be 200.
Okay.
He said, as a non-Jamaican, he said, because when you reach 100, they're gonna say you're okay. I'm gonna say you're bad.
Oh, that's why they say Trinibad.
No, Trinibad is a whole movie.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. Oh, okay. I see what you mean.
I would have liked to be in that genre because then I probably could have been myself making music. But I'm thankful for the road I tread anyway because it makes me the artist I am now.
Yeah. Wow, you listen, guys. We're gonna have him on the show. We're gonna sit down with him and talk to him for some more. And this is just a quick sneak peek of what is coming up. This guy is bad, and we're gonna actually showcase some of it. His music is bad. Then you live around. What's your what they call it? What's your artist name?
Shower. Shower.
Shower.
Yeah.
How you spell that?
SHAWA.
If the people want to follow you, how they get your music?
I'm on IG. Shower_GX.
Shower. And what about you have YouTube? You're on YouTube?
YouTube is King Shower.
King Shower. Okay. All right. King Shower. Shower. Thank you so much. We're going to have you. And we're going to sign out right here. We're coming to you live from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where the Afro-Caribbean peoples, we can feel them all over. Yeah? They're in Philly, live and large. Ah. Yeah.
You a champion, God. You a winner, God. Let them know you a trophy, God. Champion, God. Girl, you got the walk of a champion.
Yes, you got the talk of a champion.
Let them know, say you flex like a champion.
Winner, girl.
Yes, you a champion.
Yeah, girl, you a champion.
Let them hate, cause yes, you a champion. Your man, I tell you straight, girl, you a champion. Bouncer, girl, yeah.
Champion, girl, you're so fine. You a trophy, girl. Ooh, girl, can you be mine? a winner, girl. Champion, girl, you're so fine. You're a trophy, girl. Who, girl, can you be mine? Cause you a champion, girl.
As Afrobeat doing way better than dance and not give the credit back to dance. And if Africa is a motherland, like, how come these genres didn't come out of Africa? They came out of the diaspora.
Right.
And if Africa is the mother of us all, which I do not believe, the people that came out of the diaspora is a different race of people than me. Why did not lead them? Why are they not the trendsetters? Why are we the trendsetters? Why is hip hop and Afro and reggae and soca?
But you didn't hear what CeeLo James says. When they, you know, why the Europeans went to Africa and get Africans, and they got the best of the Africans.
No, I don't believe it.
So they said Walter Rodney writes how Europe underdeveloped Africa, and part of the underdeveloped was that they got the best and the brightest, the most muscular, the most erudite people.
That's not true. We are solely superior. If you do history, right? Go to that Arabic slave trade. That slave trade was more abusive than the diaspora slave trade.
The transatlantic move.
The transatlantic slave trade that brought us to where we are. They was taking Africans and Arabs was selling Israelites to slavery. Even in our movie Shaka Zulu, and they come to him and say, "Well, sell us your people." He said, "I can't." And I said,
right.
It was new from 7.
Champion, you're loving women. Conquer my love with your armor. Home court advantage when you're warmer. Champion, girl, you got the walk of a champion. Yes, you got the talk of a champion. Let them know, say you flex like a champion. Winner, girl.
Oh, bad music, Trini, bad music. It's a mixture of dancehall and what is it, calypso music? Shara will talk to you about this. We're gonna have him coming up talking with us for 6 minutes. His music is bad, man. This is the Nearly Barrel Podcast. We'll have more for you right here. Thank you for making it the Neoliberal Realm Podcast, brought to you by the Neoliberal Corporation, serving the world today to solve tomorrow's challenges by making popular what was the monopoly. That is the aim of communication. Please visit us at theneoliberal.com and anchor.fm/neoliberal. Please follow, subscribe, and support us at anchor.fm/theneoliberal/support. You can also visit us by going, you can also subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to youtube.com/@RinaldoMcKenzie. Continue to support us, and as we celebrate 3 years on April 21 as a company, we'll be doing a Caribbean tour, and we invite your support, your donations. Please visit us at theneoliberal.com and go to our support page by clicking on the menu, go to support, and support us in those ways. Share us with your friends, let us know how we can improve our programming and theneoliberal.com. I'm Rinaldo McKenzie, and it's a pleasure serving you all these 3 years. We'll continue to grow and to develop. I look forward to starting Temple University, doing the PhD in Africology and African American Studies, starting in the fall, where I will continue to develop and defend my dissertation. This is the Neoliberal Corporation, serving the world today, again, to solve tomorrow's challenges. What good?